Giles Beckford is back with us for an update on the markets. Kia ora.
Kia ora, Susie. Thank you. Wall Street, Britain closed, long weekends there, so consequently markets have been quite quiet. European markets had a bit of strength to them. A positive sentiment survey in Germany buoyed investors in Europe, where the main indices were up 2% or more. Australia gained 2% yesterday. Asian markets were just a little bit on the soft and quiet side. Interestingly, though, Japan got a wee bit of a fillip because the Japanese government has withdrawn or has closed down its state of emergency declaration on COVID-19. Our own top 50 index had a solid start to the week, up more than 1%. It starts this morning at 10,776. The New Zealand dollar becalmed at 61 US cents, 93.2 Australian, 50 British pence, 0.560 euro, 65.7 Japanese yen, and 4.35 yuan. Brent crude oil has gained about 40 cents, that's about 1.3%, $35.60 US a barrel, and gold down about $4, $1,729 US dollars an ounce. Looking to a full year result from the Port of Napier and a couple of other company meetings, we'll bring you that and all the market news, 12:20 in Midday Report.